Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Christmas will be wild this year. There's nothing that you can't do. So many things that you hold dear, make them all come true. Make your Christmas happen, make your list right now. Republic is all you'll need to make your Christmas wild.
Make your Christmas wild with Republic Bank, with $600,000 in cash prizes to be won. Take advantage of low rates, low or no down payments, same day approval and much more.
Republic is all you'll need to make your Christmas wild.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Eva told Simon that her mother still loves him and suggested he marry her so they could be one happy family. She then gave her father a lesson in composting, which she was using on plants in the yard. She made him promise to start back composting and to call Joy. Kevin saw Brian drop Divine in his car and spoke to her about it. Later, Unique told Divine that she was obviously in love with Brian. Right now, June and James are walking to a village meeting.
James, I'm glad we decided to walk to the meeting this afternoon. It's good exercise. I hope a lot of people show up. James?
Yes?
What's wrong? You look puzzled.
I swear that was Divine and Simon's nephew's car just now.
Oh, really? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I could be mistaken, but it looked like her.
But Divine and Ryan drive. Why would she be in that guy's car?
Maybe it's somebody who looked like her.
Yeah. Divine and Ryan are a beautiful young couple. Reminds me of us in our early days.
Oh, yeah.
Before the trials.
Well, if anything, we have proven is that marriage takes work.
It certainly does.
You think people will show up at this village meeting?
That is what I was saying when you were distracted. I hope people show up. They made a lot of effort to get the word out.
Yes.
I think Sonny and the others are doing an excellent job. Unique especially is working hard.
Well, having served as village chairman, I totally agree.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Williams.
Good afternoon, Denzel.
Afternoon, young man.
You heading to the meeting?
Yes.
Same here.
It's always great to see you at these meetings, Denzel. Nice to see someone as young as you are so involved in community affairs.
Commendable.
Thanks. I try to be involved as much as possible.
That's good, because there are some young people who have no interest.
Not only young people, June. Some older folks don't care either. And some people believe that whether they are involved or not, it won't make a difference.
But it does. The more people who are interested and involved, the more progress we will make. The more people to hold leaders accountable.
Yes.
I'm hoping we can work together to change that eventually. Get at least 80% of the people involved.
And that's right, son.
I actually got some of my buddies to start attending village meetings.
That's excellent.
Yes.
Before, they were saying that they didn't see the point. But change when I explained that we all have an equal responsibility to hold our leaders accountable and seeing to it that promises are fulfilled. I also told them that they can share their ideas. And since then, they've been attending meetings and participating.
That's excellent, Denzel.
You make a great leader.
Well, I'm planning to contest in the next local government elections.
Oh, really?
Yes, Mrs. Williams.
You might be one of the youngest ever elected to the council.
I hope so. And I've started to lay the groundwork.
I see.
I believe that if you aspire to leadership, you should start by building relationships with the people.
Exactly. Now take Simon de Freitas, for example. Besides the corruption he was involved in, people would not have elected him because he is not a people's person.
Well, you can say that again.
You can't want to come from nowhere and expect people will elect you. You have to put in the work.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Denzel, you're certainly on the right path. Keep up the good work, young man.
All right, villagers. We are still on any other business. Before we continue, I would like to commend you for listening to each other, for allowing people to make their points without interruption. One of the keys to building a strong and successful community is respect.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Denzel, you, and then the lady at the back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Good evening.
Right. Next year, Guyana will be launching into oil. I think it is a great opportunity for many young people to venture into careers that were not possible before in Guyana. But I also think the preparation starts at the community level. So what is Marundoy doing to prepare the people for oil?
Excellent question.
Okay, we will...
Make a make one point?
Yes, BB. Go ahead.
Me not think Marundoy need for do nothing at this point. I'll not got nothing for do with our community development.
What?
Okay. BB, you care to elaborate?
Look, me think Abby need for continue the focus on the development Abby already got going on. When you confuse this thing with oil, Abby can lose focus.
But we can't run from oil. It is inevitable that we deal with it in some shape or form. I think young Denzel asked a valid question.
Look, me not say me opposed to oil. What me saying is that as a village, Abby shouldn't try for jump into something new like a oil when I got plenty other things for get fixed. Maroon, I need to stay out of that. It's too much confusion about how much oil them find and how much Abby go get and all the worries. Let me focus on Marundoy, man.
Mr. Chairman, I beg to differ. Most of the confusion stems from the lack of knowledge.
Me does read the newspaper and watch the news.
I understand that. But there is a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah, true. I agree. Certainly.
All right. I think we have a good discussion going on here. Denzel asks an important question. As a village, we have not started making any preparations besides the private people who are planning to build, get into business, and so on.
Listen, me point at this. Before Marundoy commit itself to anything for do with oil, Abby need forget the facts straight.
All right. Your point is taken, BB.
Me not done. And nothing Abby the people not know. Take, for example, the signing bonus with ExxonMobil. What was all the secrecy around that?
What secrecy? The entire Guyana knows that it was $18 million.
And when Abby find that out, eh?
The information has been out there for a while, BB. The money was placed into a special government account in the Bank of Guyana. The records are there for anybody to see.
And if I may interject, people need to understand something about this oil. Plus, it's not one oil company here drilling for oil.
Me know that, James.
Let me finish, Billy. It would not be wise for the government to announce all its negotiations with these companies while they are in progress. That might work against us.
So you are saying them a keep quiet for what?
But the money was never hidden, Bibi. It was placed in an interest-generating account at the Bank of Guyana.
Mm. All right. We need to get back on track here. Remember the question Denzel asked? What are we doing as a village to prepare for the oil industry? Huh? I don't think this is the meeting to discuss bonus and all what it means.
But we are already discussing it, Sonny. And I think Bibi has genuine concern which should be addressed.
Yes, and me point is not that me opposed to the aisle or anything. Is that me want to know what really going on. Because you read one thing here and then you read something else there.
But Bibi, you know what's going on. Your confusion may partially stem from reading the various opinions of people. And many of them don't know what they are talking about.
Facts.
You know what the amount of the signing bonus is?
Yes, $18 million US.
You know how Guyana will be splitting the profits with ExxonMobil?
50-50 plus the 2% royalty. June, me know what's going on.
So where does your confusion come from?
You know what? You got a point. But me read so much thing in the newspaper that me no know who to listen to.
What we all need to do is focus on the facts. Many people have their opinion about Guyana's oil deal, but if we focus on the facts, there is no confusion.
Well, you know what? Me must have got to stop paying attention to all them confusing people. Because one day one of them go write out the signing bonus and one secret and thing a hide. Then the next day, another one go write, yes, signing bonus is a public record and them want to know what I be go do with it.
You're right, Bibi, but like I said, if we pay attention to the facts, we'll be okay.
Me agree with you, Joe.
All right. I think that was a fruitful discussion. But can we address the young man's question? What can we do as a community to prepare?
Encourage the young people especially to take advantage of training opportunities.
Yes, there are opportunities to build a career or find employment in the oil industry.
Well, me think it might be a good idea to educate the people them too. Just like how Abe just had this discussion here tonight about the bonus, maybe Abe can invite some experts to come in and talk to the people. Give them the facts and help guide them. Because if you read all kind of misinformation, you might run away with the wrong impression.
Excellent point, Bibi.
We the youths need to meet the recruitment agencies. I support Miss Bibi.
I do too.
And I.
Yeah.
Okay, settled. Now let's hear from the lady at the back.
Hello?
Hi, Kavita.
Hi, Denzel.
I saw your text message. You shouldn't be texting me, Kavita.
Well, I just started missing you, and all I did was text I miss you.
But you know it's inappropriate.
So because you're older than me, you can't be friends?
I thought you wanted nothing to do with me.
I asked you a question.
I think we should not be texting or calling each other.
But you called me.
As a response to your text.
You should have responded with a text.
Okay, Kavita.
Okay, bye, I guess.
How's your dad?
Why do you care?
I'm just asking.
Daddy's okay. I'm just glad he's back.
So, you won't be coming back to Marundai to see your mom?
I don't need to. You want to see me?
Kavita.
I would come to see you.
That's not a good idea.
Are you afraid you'll do something you don't want to?
No, Kavita.
You know I have another boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, he's 16 and doesn't have a problem with my age.
Well, hope that works out for you.
It will.
And be careful.
What I have to be careful about?
Just be careful.
Okay, Daddy.
Kavita, bye. I really need to find a girl my own age.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.